This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more, plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why you give, your donations can do so much more. With a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360, you can potentially grow your charitable dollars tax-free and give now or over time by donating cash, publicly traded securities, or non-cash assets like real estate and crypto. With over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together, DAF Giving 360 can help you make a greater impact. Learn more at DAFGiving360.org.
Is the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin here on the Team 980. We are taking a break from one of my massive passions, that being the Commanders, and turning to my other massive passion because Week 0 starts on Saturday in college football. I am incredibly excited about it. This season is going to be sensational in college football. Maybe the last season of a 12-team playoff, but who knows? Joining me to help break down the upcoming season is Caroline Fenton. She hosts on Yahoo Sports, the brand new Yahoo Daily, and you can hear her and I sharing the airwaves on SiriusXM throughout the course of the college football season. Caroline, can you believe we are finally here, days away from Week 0 and this thing kicking off in Ireland?
It's about time. And I was watching the Commanders-Bengals preseason game on Monday night, and that was the first time that I actually felt like, okay, we're back. We're doing this. Like, football is happening. Watching Jaden Daniels and Joe Burrow battle it out, hearing the Monday Night Football theme song music, I was finally transported into my natural state, which is my football season self. So it's here. I'm ready for it. Even if it is Week 0, it's football that matters, and I'm here for it.
So how about we start with the SEC? You mentioned those two quarterbacks. They share the lineage of LSU. I have high expectations for LSU this year because I think there's pressure on Brian Kelly. How do you view the Tigers out of the SEC this year?
Yeah, I think there's a lot to like about LSU, and I think that there's a lot of approach with some hesitation about this team. Look, rightfully so, because this is a team that has won a lot of big games under Brian Kelly and has also lost a lot of big games under Brian Kelly, and that starts with Clemson. Clemson is projected to be a college football playoff contender. Cade Klubnik, like Garrett Nussmeier at LSU, is projected to be a first-round pick and a Heisman Trophy candidate, just like Garrett Nussmeier. So there's a lot of comp that you can make with these two teams. I think overall with LSU, I just felt like year four under Brian Kelly is the year. That there are no more excuses. That throughout Brian Kelly's tenure at LSU has kind of felt a little bit like right place, wrong time. That in year one, you know, the offense is solid. Jaden Daniels transfers in. And in special teams, of all things, it's, you know, missed field goals and muffed punts and, you know, kick returns given up. It felt like every single week there was some sort of special teams bluff. Year two, Jaden Daniels has, you know, a Heisman Trophy season, the number one offense in all of college football, the most explosive offense that we've seen at LSU since the Joe Burrow 2019 year. But the defense was statistically the worst defense that has ever been in an LSU uniform. Okay, great offense, bad defense. Year three, offense solid, defense improved. They couldn't run the football. So it just felt like every single year there's a new problem that's arisen. So Brian Kelly has kind of said, okay, no more. We're bringing back a veteran quarterback that we trust. We are bringing back a bunch of pieces defensively and also supplementing that in the transfer portal. LSU spent a ton of money in the transfer portal this past offseason. That's kind of the message that this entire program and Brian Kelly himself has kind of portrayed to this fan base and to the rest of college football, of it's college football playoff or bust for this team. That's really how it feels.
How do they stack up across the SEC? We know that Georgia is perennially good, Alabama is perennially good, and then Texas just happens to have a guy that people like to talk about in Arch Manning. How do they stack up with those teams?
Where it stands right now, and of course, what we talk about in October is going to be completely different from how we feel today on August 21st, but there is this top tier in the SEC, and that belongs to Texas and Georgia. They're kind of in a league of their own. And then there's this next kind of, if you want to call it tier two or maybe tier 1B, of teams that have really high expectations, and there's a lot to really like about that team, but there's just some questions. LSU, I think, falls in that tier. Alabama falls in that tier. And I would put South Carolina and Texas A&M in that tier as well. And each of those teams have different questions. Texas is bringing in a new starting quarterback. Alabama is bringing in Tysons and their new starting quarterback. South Carolina brings back Lenora Sellers, but they lost a lot defensively. Look at Texas A&M. They're bringing back Marcel Reed, and they bring back a ton of pieces on the offensive line, but they also lost a lot of production on the defensive side of the ball. LSU was one of the rare teams in the top 10, top 15, the preseason AP poll that is bringing back a returning quarterback. You look at the top 10, Texas, new quarterback. Penn State, returning quarterback. Ohio State, new quarterback. Clemson, returner. Then you have Georgia, Notre Dame, Oregon, Alabama, Miami, all bringing in some of these new quarterbacks. So I think that LSU stacks up with not just the rest of college football, but with the SEC, has a little bit of an edge of bringing back Garrett Nussmeier. And it's not just year two for Garrett Nussmeier. It's year five. You know, he was patient. Mm-hmm. He sat behind Jaden Daniels in 2022 and 2023. He waited his turn, and we're kind of seeing that pay dividends. But I think that LSU just has enough question marks, whether it's on the offensive line or Brian Kelly's ability to consistently win big games, that leave at least a big enough question mark to leave LSU out of the top tier of the SEC, where I would put Texas and Georgia, because it is so easy to trust Texas and Georgia.
Talking college football with Caroline Fenton at Caroline Fenton 1. She hosts on Yahoo Sports and Sirius XM. So you mentioned teams that you trust, and then you also happen to mention Penn State. If we're monitoring this on a scale of 1 to 10, 1 being please God no, and 10 being yes, I trust them with my life, where does James Franklin fall?
Ooh. He's at a solid... I'll give him a 7. I'll do 7.5.
Wow, that's higher than I thought.
Well, I think that James Franklin, look, everyone says he can't win the big one. I always say we say that about coaches until they do, right? We said Ryan Day couldn't win a national championship, and then he did. I remember when we said that about Kirby Smart once upon a time. Now we view Kirby Smart as the best coach in all of college football. So I can't say that James Franklin can't win the big one. He just hasn't. Or at least hasn't beaten the Michigans and the Ohio States of the world on a consistent basis. I think where my trust level comes with James Franklin, he will always win the games that he's supposed to win. Any game in which Penn State is favored, they win those games. And there's a lot of value to that. Trust me, being the fan of a team as an LSU alumni that hasn't consistently won the games that they're supposed to win, there's a lot of value in that. And in the Big Ten, there are the powers that be. It is Ohio State and it is Michigan. Penn State is right there. So if Penn State's schedule in a nine-game Big Ten schedule, they can win 7 of them? Well, then, and now what, a 12-team playoff, and let's see if it expands to 16 and then, you know, 50 like the Big Ten wants, then they'll consistently be in the college football playoff conversation. I trust James Franklin to win the games he's supposed to win.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their 6-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The 4-blade features Swift Rinse Tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's transparent. translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.
No matter why your clients give, a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360 makes charitable giving simple and efficient. They can get a tax deduction upon funding an account, and their assets can potentially grow tax-free as they recommend when and where to give. DAF Giving 360 has over 25 years of expertise bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Where he's not an 8 or a 9 or a 10 for me is, great, you can beat Boise State and SMU in the college football playoff, but you can't beat Notre Dame. So I can't quite trust him because he hasn't done it yet, and I think that's fair to say he hasn't done it yet. I can't trust him to do that this year, this upcoming season. But if there is a year to do it, I mean, it's this year. You bring back Drew Aller. Like I just mentioned, there's not a lot of returning quarterbacks this year in college football. You bring back this two-headed monster on the ground between Catron Allen and Nick Singleton. They could have gone to the NFL if they wanted to. They decided to come back. They supplemented their receiving core in the transfer portal. Now, you lose Tyler Warren, who was an absolute monster at the tight end position. You lose Abdul Carter, one of the best defensive players in college football last year. But I think Penn State has more continuity than any other team in the top 10. So I have to give James Franklin just a I don't like doing it, but I'll say I'll trust him more this year than I have any other year. And it's fair to say, if not this year, then when?
So it feels like we in our profession always talk about college football playoff expansion. I kind of initially, Caroline, wanted 8, but I liked 12 last year. I thought it worked out pretty well.
12's good.
24, 28. I mean, what was your reaction when you see this rumor that the Big Ten is kicking around the idea of 28?
A big fat eye roll. Like a sigh, an eye roll, just a look of disgust. Because what are we doing? We just expanded to 12. And I liked 12. Now, 12 had its issues. I did not like the seeding. I didn't like the automatic buy for conference champions. But they're fixing that for this upcoming year. And I think that's the correct fix. But can't we just figure out 12 before we go to 16 or 24 or 28? Can't we just enjoy 12 while we have it? Like, before we even expanded to 12, we were already talking about 16. Why can't we just sit on something and see how well it works and work out the kinks before we expand? I think we're going to get to a point in college football if we continue to expand the playoffs. And like, I will always sign up for more games that matter. But I think the playoffs should mean something. Like, I think the playoffs should represent as many teams as there are legitimate, serious national championship contenders. Now, even in 12, we didn't get that. But in 12, we got Ohio State. And in a 14 playoff, we wouldn't have gotten Ohio State. So I like that 12 gives us some wiggle room, allows teams to get better throughout the course of the year, allows some teams to have some losses along the way, but still be able to figure things out in the postseason like we saw Ohio State do. You cannot tell me that there are 24 legitimate, serious national championship contenders in college football. You start to dilute the playoff. You start to dilute the very thing that every single coach and every single team in college football is killing to be part of. And I think the other thing, too, if you expand the college football playoff, that means more games, which means you take up more of the calendar. I don't want to be living in a college football playoff world where now you're competing with the Super Bowl. Because I have learned that if you compete with the NFL, you are going to lose. So I think the college football playoff needs to be wrapped up before we get to the NFL playoff. And I don't think that's asking for too much.
Yeah, I don't think there was a world last year where if you follow the guidelines they set and like the Big Ten gets 7 teams in, I didn't need to see Michigan, who didn't have a quarterback that could throw more than 5 yards in the playoff. Like, I'm good.
I'm good.
Check me out on that one.
Yeah, I'm good. I don't need to see, you know, no disrespect to, you know, East-West Valley State University. I'm sure it's lovely and I'm sure it's a wonderful program. I don't need to see them in the playoffs. I think that is always a good story. And I think the NCAA tournament is a good example of this. We all love these Cinderellas in the first round of the tournament. Like, yeah. It's fun when St. Peter's beats Kentucky in the first round of the tournament. once St. Peter's is in the Elite Eight, it's over. It's run its course. It's not sexy anymore. I think the playoff in college football is very similar, that it's really fun to have these Boise's, these Indiana's, and these SMU's, right? It opens the door to some teams being able to compete for a championship that in a four-team playoff probably wouldn't have been possible. But like, I don't need to be seeing that, you know, four or five times over, and I don't need to see that in the Final Four. They're good stories. Everyone loves a good Cinderella, but when it comes time to, you know, actually talking about championship conversations, like, give me the big boys. Like, give me the teams that actually legitimately have a shot at this.
Who's a dark horse this year, team that no one's talking about that you think could be really good?
I don't know if I can call this team necessarily a dark horse because they are 11th in the preseason poll, but I don't think anyone is talking enough about Arizona State. Like, Arizona State last year was a really, really great story, and I think a lot of people viewed them as such a good story. But it kind of clouded our vision that the fact that Arizona State was just a really good football team, and that Sam Leavitt was playing towards the end of the season at a Heisman Trophy caliber level. Now, that's not to say that he's going to come back and do that and recreate the exact season that he had this past year, but who says why not? Obviously, you lose Cam Scadavu. That's a massive loss. He was one of the most electrifying players in college football last year. But you also bring back a lot of talent. You bring back Jordan Tyson. He gets healthy. He was one of Sam Leavitt's favorite targets last season. And I love Kenny Dillingham. I'm obsessed with Kenny Dillingham. I want to play for Kenny Dillingham. He makes me want to put pads on and run out there. So I just have faith in what he's building and enough continuity that they have from last season and in a Big 12 that I think is going to be an absolute blast to watch. That feels like a wide open conference. So why not Arizona State?
All right, Caroline, I will get you out of here with this. Have you made a championship prediction yet? Or do you at least have some teams that you're eyeing to say, I might lean this direction when it's time to lock in a champion?
Oh, Clemson. There's so much to like about Clemson. They have NFL talent up and down that roster. I love Cade Klubnik. And again, continuity from last season. If their defensive line, if their run defense can be just 10% improved, along with their offense from last year being slightly improved, I think that this team can absolutely make a run for a championship. But they'll have a fun early test early in the season, week one against LSU. I think the winner of that game and the winner of the Texas-Ohio State game, that you might be looking at your national championship right there, the winner of Texas-Ohio State and the winner of LSU-Clemson.
Great minds think alike, because I have hammered that. It's at 9-1 now at most sports books, but I got it at like 14-1, so I feel pretty good about my standing there. I love that team, just like you.
Oh, there's just so much to love about it.
Caroline, appreciate the time. We'll definitely do this again. Enjoy week zero this weekend. We're officially back.
We are so back. I'm so here for it and really appreciate you for having me on.
That is Caroline Fenton, host on Yahoo Sports, host Yahoo Sports Daily, and she's on the airwaves of Sirius XM, where you will be able to hear your boy starting this weekend. Friday, college football overtime is back. I am incredibly excited for it. Only like five games this week. We'll go a little bit more in depth about those tomorrow, but any sort of college football is good college football to me. So pumped about that. When we get back in our final hour, Dan Quinn is going to speak in about 35 minutes. You will hear that press conference in its entirety. But when we get back, I believe that Adam Peters is going to get something in return for Brian Robinson. I'll explain to you why. It's the Kevin Sheehan Show with Denton Day sitting in for Kevin on the Team 980.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Dollar Shave Club delivers premium razors without premium prices. Get close, comfortable six-blade shaves, swift rinse and four blades for thicker hair, and translucent shave butter for precision. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun. Use promo code HOMERUN for 20% off.
No matter why your clients give, their donations can do so much more with a donor-advised fund from DAF Giving 360. They can donate cash, publicly traded securities, or other non-cash assets like real estate and even crypto, while recommending grants at any time. DAF Giving 360 can offer you over 25 years of expertise, bringing donors, financial advisors, and charities together to make a greater impact. Learn more at dafgiving360.org/advisors.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.